It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Do you know one of the greatest assets farmers can use? How successful progressive farmers can use to improve their bottom lines? Well, it's how to make the most of precision agriculture and to get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields each cropping year. And that's what the Farm Progress Tech Forum is all about, presented by Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures. The editors designed this seminar to give you key insights and new approaches to help you make critical management and production decisions today and for the future of your farm. There will be university educators, precision ag industry leaders. They'll have a hands-on learning demo area, too. The Farm Progress Tech Forum will be coming up November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center at Iowa City, Iowa. You can get all of the information at the website farmprogresstechforum.com. It was raining in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin last night, as hundreds of people gathered under umbrellas to remember the three Girl Scouts, fourth graders, and a parent who were struck and killed as they picked up trash along a rural highway in western Wisconsin on Saturday. The driver of the pickup truck that hit them fled the scene but later surrendered to authorities. One Girl Scout leader in the crowd last night said there isn't much to say because it's so upsetting. From This Week in Agribusiness, the outcome of the midterm elections tomorrow could certainly have implications for agriculture, including the trade war with China. Certain farm programs began to expire more than a month ago, and Congress hasn't passed a new farm bill. The Republican-led House of Representatives advocated in that farm bill for new work requirements for food stamp recipients. A farm bill passed in that chamber in June without any Democratic votes. The Senate version also passed in June, but does not include the work rules. A change in either or both chambers, or a slimmer majority for the GOP, could mean more scrutiny toward Donald Trump's handling of agricultural matters like the farm bill and the trade war. An ag policy expert at the University of Illinois, Jonathan Kappas, said you can make an argument that a Democrat-controlled House or Senate would be more willing to stand up to the president, as Kappas put it. He said a Congress less aligned with the president might exert more checks and balances. In Kansas City, the health department is in the news after they reportedly forced volunteers last night to dump food that had been prepared for the homeless. Health inspectors threw out things such as bean soup. According to the volunteers, they were told the food delivered to the homeless was not properly prepared. If you see all the lights, blue lights, on houses and buildings in Rockford, Illinois tonight, they are remembering Jamie Cox. Jamie was a police officer killed a year ago this morning. He died during a traffic stop. Did you see they sold Neil Armstrong memorabilia at a Texas auction? Yeah, altogether, it brought $7.5 million for the family of the first man to walk on the moon. Isn't it amazing? He still is so highly respected and revered. Neil Armstrong grew up in Wapakoneta, Ohio, and graduated from Purdue University in Indiana. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.